The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
8:40 on this Monday morning. Joining us right now is St. Clair County Sheriff Matt King. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
We have changed seasons rather abruptly at times, and it's wintertime out there now.
Yes, absolutely. You know, a couple weeks ago we had our first snow, and we didn't have too many accidents. We had a handful, but we know what that brings with the weather change and the icy roads. We have the capability of having more accidents.
Yeah.
And we want to be prepared.
Well, especially, you know, early in the morning, late at night, you know, as the temperature changes, you get that sheet of black ice out there. People aren't prepared for it. They can't see it. And that's when you get a lot of spinouts.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, every morning when we have these wither storms, I turn my radio on my way in, and I can hear our deputies and other law enforcement throughout the county, you know, up and down the freeways and in the commute roads with more accidents. And we want to give some tips so that people can avoid that and get themselves to work or to their events safely without delay and without accidents.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that we need to be aware of this time of year?
Well, you know, first of all, we want to prepare our vehicles. In the wintertime, our vehicle is less likely to perform the way it should and more likely to have some hiccups, including, you know, your battery could die. If you have a battery die usually in your car, it's in the cold winter months. We want to get your regular tune-ups and make sure that we have things in your vehicle that maybe you don't use in the summertime as much, like a ice scraper. We want to make sure our coolant is full, our tires are filled, because a lot of the rims nowadays, they're aluminum or some kind of aluminum alloy, and they lose air in the winter when it's cold. It doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but your vehicle performs much differently with low tire pressure. And just overall, get your maintenance done to your vehicle so it's performing properly, so it doesn't break down or be more susceptible to an accident.
Yeah, check the tread on those tires too, because you can get through, you know, dry weather okay on, you know, some bald tires, but you add some rain or ice to the mix and it can send you sliding.
Absolutely. Yeah, we want to prepare for all the different winter mixes we have. We have freezing rain, snow, like you said earlier, yeah. Black ice, and that can all be dangerous, but we have a better chance of getting to where we want to go if we're prepared.
Yeah. What else?
Well, we want to prepare ourselves. You know, drive slower. Look ahead at your forecast. They can change very quickly here in Michigan, and we know with the big lake to the north, as we call it there, in our area, it's Lake Huron, can cause snow perhaps in parts of the county where other parts of the county doesn't get any. So look ahead at the weather. Prepare yourself. Give yourself more time to get to where you're going. You know, add 10 minutes to that commute, depending on how long your commute usually is. And when you are driving, following distance, we want to set back quite a bit so we can respond to what other cars are doing. Because if a car in front of you slips or slides or slams on its brakes, your braking time is going to be slower, and you're going to want to be able to react to what they're doing out there.
Yeah.
Before heading out, check the weather, like I said, and give yourself ample time so you don't have a situation where rushing causes you to go into the ditch or worse.
Yeah. What do you do when you do go into the ditch or you hit the guardrail or something happens and you can't safely drive away afterward? You're going to need some help.
Yeah, obviously you want to put on your emergency lights so people can see that there's a problem. Look around before getting out. A lot of people get out of their vehicle right away, and if you slid, other cars can slide. So don't just jump out of your car. Oftentimes that can put you right in the roadway where a next sliding car could take your car out. Call 911, let them know where you're at and what's going on so they can get emergency responders en route. And, of course, you want to report any information you have, like if there's any injuries, how many vehicles are involved, so we can send the proper response when it comes to EMS or fire or law enforcement and, of course, tow trucks.
And pay attention to where you are, because it's easy to get that road hypnosis and, you know, I'm on I-94. We're on I-94. I don't know. I've been driving about 20 minutes. I don't know where I am.
100%. You know, in law enforcement, it's one of the first things we train new deputies to always know where you're at. Well, yeah. It's important. I know people get on their commute, like you said, and you're thinking about your day and what's next. And before you know it, you've been on the road for 20 minutes and you don't exactly know where you're at. And that can lengthen the response time for first responders.
Yeah.
So we want to know where we're at and be prepared.
Yep. What else?
So, you know, other driving safety tips. Obviously, you know, everyone in your vehicle should be wearing seatbelts. Obvious things. I always talk about the obvious, but it's nice to say it out loud so people think about it. Children's the size of their car seat. We want to make sure that they're properly strapped in the correct car seat. I know sometimes we think we got the right size car seat. They seem to change a lot what the standards are, but we do have people at the sheriff's office and other people at first responders position throughout the county who can help you, and they'll check the car seat. We have car seat checks. But when we know there's a more likelihood of an accident in the wintertime, we want to really make sure everybody's strapped in properly. Never drive after drinking. I talk about it every time I come on. It seems like make a plan. So if you do have plans to go out to festivities, that you're not driving while under the influence of any drugs or alcohol, and make sure you're getting home safe. Other simple things: make sure your phone is charged up. You know, because again, we're so used to having that immediate access to help or to individuals in our lives, and if our phone is going to die, and if we're on a road on a busy night where deputies are running all over, and you're perhaps in a secluded area, you need to be able to have contact while waiting for first responders to come and help you. Other things like keep headlights on in the fog. You know, again, we get used to driving, especially now. Yep. It gets dark earlier, and we're used to not turning our lights on until it's a little bit later. And, you know, just think about the changes in the weather so you can naturally respond to them.
Yeah, it's a dangerous time here on the roads, definitely, and a whole new set of driving skills that we need to get used to.
That's right, and we see a lot of big trucks out there, and they can go through snow, but they can't stop any faster than a two-wheel drive car. So, you know, think about what we're doing, plan ahead, a little extra time in the morning, and pay attention to the conditions of the road, and you should be able to get to where you're at safely.
All right. All great advice. Sheriff, really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It is 8:47 now. It's St. Clair County Sheriff Matt King. Let's take a look at the news headlines this morning with Caleb Warden on WPHM.